First up, this is Through Heaven, Through Hell.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
is the sound of State of the Art here on Kurtballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Through Heaven, Through Hell. It's from their EP Careless Confessions. And State of the Art join me in the studio now. Good evening, people.
Yo.
Ah, how the devil are you lot tonight?
Pretty good, thank you.
Getting over a cold at the moment. Enjoying my cup of tea.
So we got off a tea.
Yes, that's the face of someone enjoying their cup of tea while they've got a cold.
Very good.
Right. Okay, close to your microphones, people. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Right, I'm Tiago, vocalist. We've got several other vocalists, but yeah.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I play drums.
I'm Ray. I'm the guitarist.
I'm Dan. I play bass.
Right. Great to have you all with us.
Great to be here.
You.
Yes, I've got a state-of-the-art wristband, which we'll talk about a bit more later.
Because yeah,
you have lots of very cool merchandise.
Yes,
I look forward to talking about. Before we do all that, how long have you been going as state-of-the-art, and where did we get you from?
Who wants to take that one?
Well, been together 2 years now. What was the second part of the question? So,
where did we get you from?
Where did we get us from? Oh, we're all over the place. We're all over the place. We got Dan and Ray down Thurrock and Ockenden. Ellie's Rayleigh. And I was down Thurrock and Ockenden, and then I've recently moved to Southend. So, yeah, all over the place.
Righto. And how did you get together originally, if you can remember back that far?
Right, me and Dan have been in a few bands over the years, and then Tiago and Dan worked together. I'm talking on their behalf now. And then we found Ellie online.
The internet, yay!
The good old internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to search for people on the internet.
It was pretty awesome, really. Me and Dan both work at Nando's. Woo, go Nando's.
Yeah.
And cheeky plug.
And we all went out for a karaoke night at a bar that was just close by to work. And I'd never really sung rock music as per se before. And sang a song, and then the next day in work, Dan was there, and he come up to me, he was like, dude, do you want to be part of a band? And I was just like, okay, that sounds awesome. And he's just like, it's nothing like what you sang last night, though.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to change everything.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm quite happy that I did, because it's been one of the best 2 years of my life, really.
Thanks, man.
Excellent.
It's been great.
Right. You have a lot of instruments on you. We are going to hear them. After we've heard the first musical selection, which I do believe is yours, Tiago's.
Yes.
Is it one of the tracks that you've done at karaoke?
No, it's not. It's a song that...
It's your heavier side, isn't it?
It is my heavier side, yeah. As we've progressively gotten better and better in the band ourselves, I've let my rock juices flow some more. So
good way of putting it.
These juices are now going to flow into your ears.
Yeah, so embrace them. Enjoy it.
Couldn't have put it better.
And sacrifice my every thing for just a second's worth of all my story's ending. And I wish I could know the directions that I take and all the choices that I make. Won't end up all for nothing. Show me what it's for. Make me understand it. I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer. Okay, too.
It is the sound of Hoobastank here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Crawling in the Dark. I hope I'm reading that correctly.
Yep.
Good, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yes.
It was the first choice tonight of my my guest's State of the Art. Before we go any further, where does the name State of the Art come from?
Well,
not the most interesting story.
That was a long day. That was a Tuesday afternoon.
I was at college, so I got asked on Facebook.
We was laying upside down on my bed. We had a list of about 40 names, all of them irrelevant to life. And then someone said State of the Art. And we literally laid there, and then we all thought of all the different meanings that State of the Art means, and we was just like, I think that's it. And then we got really excited about it. Text Ellie, waited like an hour for her to reply, because she was probably, and then we were just like, oh, what is this? And then we just started making like Facebook stuff and all this. And we just did it from there. It was like, yeah, that's it, game on.
Yeah, not many people actually know this, but we actually started as Breaking the Silence. That's what
we were called Breaking the Silence.
We made logos, and then was like, oh wait, let's do a quick Google search, and there's so many bands with that.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Wasn't a good call, making logos.
State of the Art, it has been taken, obviously. It's not the most creative name, but there's no actual established, signed, doing well bands out there. So... Yeah.
So here we come, world. Here we come.
Yes, here they come, world. And just to prove it, they're going to do a track for us in the studio. What track are you going to do for us first, peeps?
For Heaven, for Hell, we'll do a nice little...
rendition.
Yeah, different to what you just heard.
Okay, take it away. State of the Art, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Take them back.
'Cause I'm nothing now you're gone. No, I'm nothing.
It's getting hard in here.
Tell us how it sounded at Sota Band UK Twitter.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. You can tell us how it sounded as well at Phoenix FM. We're all, because we all want to know now. Anyway, sounded great here in the studio. It is state of the art live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track was the track that opens their Careless Confessions EP, Through Heaven, Through Hell. So tell us about where the Careless Confessions EP was recorded.
Oh,
good question, bro. Really good question.
Well, the drums were recorded in a studio, somewhat, and then the rest of it was recorded in a tiny little spare room in this guy called Josh's house when he was starting up a Fair Shout Media and Fair Shout Records. Yeah, literally like this small room. Nice computer, nice setup and everything, but it's so hot.
It was crap, to be honest. It was
two of us in there, that was it.
No, it was fantastic at the time, and yeah, I think I really enjoyed it.
We got to play with the kids.
Clearly.
As well.
Yeah. No, it was
an adventure.
It was a great experience. Yeah,
it was a great experience. Yeah, just to see what the outcome come from that little tiny room and the surroundings we had, all the equipment we used. Done a really good job. I think you done a really good job.
Yeah. Yes. Inclined to agree there, definitely.
Bo show.
Excellent. Where can people get their hands on the EP?
iTunes. So yeah. On iTunes. If you search Careless Confessions, it's pretty much the only thing that comes up, which is always nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Anywhere else, if you've
Spotify.
Got Spotify, yeah, Rhapsody is one, any digital retailer. But if you want a physical copy, they're running out. We only made a good 100 when it came out last year, which is about a year.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a year anniversary now. And if you want one of the last ones, just come to a gig, say hello. Yeah, do a nice deal. Good price, you buy.
Excellent. And to tempt you further, we'll be hearing another track from the EP live in the studio after we've heard another musical choice. What are we going to hear next?
Yes. Ellie, go on.
I'll play mine.
What is it, Ellie?
It's,
right.
Tell us.
It's called It's Complicated by a Data Member.
It's complicated.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Is it? Right. While I'm plugging this in, tell us about a Data Member and what they mean to you.
Where do I begin? They're not
somewhere.
I never used to listen. I wouldn't class them heavy. A lot of people are like, oh, turn the devil music off. My mum is anyway. But I think the drumming especially, a lot of people don't like him, but I think he's a really, really talented guy. I've seen all behind the scenes of their like album processes and the way he plays, the way he makes the drums sound, and like just as a band in general, they really shine. Like you can tell they're all like really good at their instruments. They know what they're doing basically. But no, this genre especially, like it's influenced me in the band, because if I didn't listen to the heavier music on their albums, I probably wouldn't have a double kick pedal. I wouldn't listen to like other like heavy music. Now
you wouldn't be in this band.
I wouldn't be in this band, basically. So Thanks. Thanks for being my inspiration. I want to be here, so.
Here it is! We can work it! One other night of being bombed. I can to myself avoid the side and cancel plans with
sound of A Day to Remember.
Yeah.
Here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled It's Complicated. What a very 21st century name for a song that is. It was chosen tonight by my studio guest's State of the Art. We're going to hear another track from them in a minute. But first of all, we should pay some attention to the attire that Tiago is wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Very nice. I'll be honest with you, people. When I first saw State of the Art performing live in glamorous Chadwell Heath.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yes.
I saw lots of people turning up wearing State of the Art t-shirts.
That's what we do, bro.
It was very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what can you say? You know,
they're simple, but they're snazzy.
Yeah.
Yes. If you are watching on the webcam, people, you will see this fine example. It says State of the Art.
So State of the what?
State of the Art.
That's right.
One of many different colours. Colours now, yeah.
Yes. And yes, where can people get their hands on these t-shirts?
We have a few in stock. We have the black and the white ones in stock, so if you come to any gigs or just message us online, we can distribute
baseball ones, yeah. But there is a website, but the URL is a bit funny, so just find it on Facebook or something.
Yeah, the link's up on Facebook and... if you search us, it should be up there with everything else.
Yeah, he's very good, that guy. He do all different colours. There's lots of different stuff.
Yeah, you can find things from like
phone cases
to like coffee mugs. You can get a clock. Yeah, you can get a state-of-the-art clock.
You can get a state-of-the-art clock.
Yeah,
we got the studio. It doesn't work. We just got it.
Yeah.
Wait, bro. Well, hold on. It works.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Okay. Yeah, it works very well.
Buy one, please.
That has to be a first, people. That I've got a band in that have a clock as part of their merchandise.
Yes.
It's in my practice room. Yeah. It's that time, but it works great. Well.
It would be on the wall, but somebody doesn't want it on the wall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's just...
Blame mum.
No, I'm joking.
I'm not.
She's probably listening, yeah?
Sorry.
Hey, Mama Bear. Can we have our clock on the wall, please? Please?
Get back to
they'll,
us.
They'll even play you a song for it.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that right now. What track are we going to hear next?
The second track to the EP, which is Chains.
Chains.
Chains. Right. Take it away. State of the Art, here on Kerbals on Phoenix 10.
I'm running on my own, running through the emptiness I used to call a home. But now I see the light, I see the things you said and did. You did them out of spite. When the darkness falls on you, chains, finally standing on my feet. There's no one left to blame. It's just you and me. I'm breaking out the chains, finally standing on my feet. There's no one left to blame. It's just you and me. Can you feel the heat inside? Come up closer, you can see the fire in my eyes. I took too long to realize all the lies, oh yeah, and your blood boiling disguise. When the darkness falls on you, yeah, there'll be no one here. Breaking out the chains, finally standing on my feet. There's no one left to blame. It's just you and me. Breaking out the chains, finally standing on my feet. There's no one left, no one left to blame. Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Party up in here.
That, basically. It is the sound of State of the Art here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track, another track that you can find on the Careless Confessions EP, was entitled Chains. And I was very impressed by how Dan was doing some headbanging during that track. I don't think anyone's ever headbanged during a live acoustic-ish session.
Oh, you will get way into it, bro.
You have.
You can't stop him once he starts.
Game on.
Pringles. Once he pops,
he can't stop. And well. Who'd have them any other way?
Yeah, I know.
Excellent stuff.
Unintentional plug.
Even while he drives, you know, like when I follow him behind him and he's listening to music, you can tell he's listening to music because it's apart from his erratic driving going on. it's all over the place, like, but yeah.
Having the best time.
The best time.
The best time.
Excellent. Well, I think we're definitely all having the best time listening to that, and we've got some more live tunage in the studio coming up. But I think what we should do next is we should have a listen to another musical choice of yours. What are we going to hear next?
One from Dan.
This is mine. This one's a bit of Fryce. This is a bit of me.
Bit of you.
Bit of me.
Fryce. You, eh?
I want to see the insides of my brain.
It's a good way of putting it, actually.
Have you been seen headbanging to this in the car before now?
I have about 8 CDs in my car and there's nothing else. Maybe one other thing, and if you want anything else, you have to bring an iPod.
Each CD has spent a good month in the player.
Like. Yeah, you just play it on repeat until you're just like, oh, I'm sick of this now. Like, I know every word, I need to listen to something different. And then someone else will change it, it won't be me. I can't listen to this on the way back.
It's all true. It's all true.
Here we go. Phew.
I was born.
It is the sound of Thrice here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track theirs was entitled...
Blinded.
And it was another musical selection tonight by my studio guests. State of the what? Right. Now, if you have seen State of the Art live, then you will be familiar with that particular call to arms. Yeah. And where did it come about?
T-Dog's got a story.
I
want to tell the story from my perspective.
All right, go and do it. You do it.
We pull up outside Tiago's old house, and he comes out wearing a t-shirt that we had no idea he was making, and it just said State of the What? And he was like, that's brilliant.
And then, we probably giggled for about 15 minutes while we drove.
And then at the gig, I think it was Chinnery's in Southend. Was it you or the crowd that started it?
It was me, yeah. It was you. It was one of those things that, at work, I was like, State of the What? To try and drum the name of the band into people's heads. So they were like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me? Why are you shouting in my face? I said, what? Just kept doing it until they were like, what? Art.
I think it's art.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't even know it happened because it was really loud. All I saw was like loads of shouting. I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, from our perspective, it was Tiago just going, State of the What?
I couldn't hear anything.
Everyone
so
like,
loud.
Oh! Yeah. And then now it gets shouted at us. Like,
Yeah.
What?
And now they even have wristbands with it on people.
Yeah.
To go with all their other fancy merchandise.
And they go in the dark, right?
Sometimes.
Ooh, sometimes. It may go in the dark for you. We try.
Yes, indeed. And well, we're going to see you try something else now as well. We're going to hear another song. What track are you going to do for us next?
This one's for Mama Bear.
Yeah, Mama Bear.
She said yes.
All right, we all must be silent until Mama Bear tweets in what the name of the song is for the next one. No, I'm joking. It's Millie Nice.
Stay the art here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
As I look deep in your eyes, I feel the pain you feel, but I don't care. You weren't there when I needed you the most. As I walked away from you, try to hold me back like you always have, but not this time. This victory is mine. No, I don't want to be back there again. And no, I won't let you crawl inside my head, no. I don't want to be back there again, and no. I won't let you crawl inside my head. Million eyes around me, and I just wanna be left alone. I wanna be left alone, and you don't understand me. The reason why I am the way I am. Wanna be left alone, yeah. Alone, yeah. Alone, hey, yeah. I wanna be back to who I used to be, 'cause I don't recognize who I am anymore. You changed me once before I let it happen so easily. I was just too blind, so naive because of you. But darling, not this time. No, I don't want to be back there again. And no, I won't let you crawl inside my head. No, I don't want to be back there again. And no, I won't let you
So now you know just how I feel. Change is what I needed. But all this time, you were mine, but only at a cost. I wish that I could turn back time, 'cause I never needed you. I never needed you. Never needed
impressive sing-along there. I was half tempted to join in myself. Awesome stuff. Well,
thank you very much.
Thanks.
State of the art here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs, another track from the EP, Careless Confessions. It was entitled...
Million Eyes.
Million Eyes.
One.
One.
1 million eyes, precisely.
Yeah, my bad.
Yes.
Sorry, it's only my song. It's our song. That's fine. That's your own. Can I just say also, sorry, we got confirmation for that clock, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Got confirmation from the clock. Mama Bear.
Just cheekily Mama Bear. Before we played the song.
She texted me saying we could have on the wall.
We love you, Mama Bear. Consider yourself shouted out to Mama Bear. Hello to everybody else who's joined us online as well. We've got Health Loves Hi Stu. We've got Coach Mahaffey. We've got Georgie. We've got
Georgie.
LKMJH. We've got Squishy Murloc. And we've got Andrew Westy.
Squishy Murloc.
I am Murloc.
And hello to Pandora Violet on Twitter, who said, sounding excellent, guys. Can't wait to see you live at the O2 Academy.
Yeah!
Tell us about the O2 Academy.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go on, somebody else. I talk too much.
We're 28th of November. We are performing at the O2 Academy 2 in Islington.
Oh, yeah.
Good few hundred capacity venue, which is going to be crazy.
You ready for that?
Are you ready for that?
You need to be there.
We are being joined by three or four of bands. There's three in the ticket, I think. Yeah, tickets are £10 with us, £12 on the door. Or, if you come find one of us, we're doing a cheeky deal with a ticket and a t-shirt for £15.
That's right.
That's practically giving it away.
Practically.
Practically.
So, yeah, if you're interested, message us or just come find us, and yeah.
And it's at the O2 Islington, like, it's going to be an awesome night.
It's going to be amazing.
So,
we actually can't wait.
you know you need to be part of this.
Yes, and you can find out more by finding State of the Art on social media. And if you go and find them on social media, you will see one of the 37 selfies that Tiago took of the band a bit earlier.
Yeah.
What? Which was it? Was it the 22nd or was it the 31st photo that you used?
I think it was like the 15th, maybe. I'm not too sure.
That's a lucky number.
I lost count after like three. Because then I just went trigger happy.
Yeah, you just kind of kept pressing it and pulling and pulling as many faces as possible.
We do it's what faces. We do, bro. Yeah,
big fans. It's what we do.
Yes, we were talking earlier about how you can unlock a phone with your face.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got a new phone, guys. Everybody, you listen. I've got a new phone.
And he can unlock it with his face.
I unlocked it with my face.
His number's 07.
It's remarkable. I knew that there was like facial recognition stuff going flying around everywhere, but I had no idea that I could actually unlock my phone with my face. So,
yeah.
Try doing it in a nightclub.
I know, right? And I don't actually literally mean like headbutting my phone.
We thought it was at first, though.
Yeah, it's facial recognition software, people. It's the 21st century right here.
And I'm part of it right now.
Yes. Yes, if you get the right phone, you too can unlock a phone with your face. And you don't even have to go to hospital afterwards.
No, it's all completely safe.
You can use Tiago's face if you want.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
We tried different ways of unlocking it as well, like putting my hand in front of my face and put my hood on, and like even like pulling a completely different face, like just massive smile, and it's still unlocked. So,
righto. I think we'd better move on, seeing as this isn't the gadget show.
We can waffle for days.
We know, and unfortunately, we do not have days. We have mere minutes. So let's listen to your next musical choice. What's it going to be?
Yeah, this is my choice now. When we first got together as a band, we chose a cover each. To learn, so we had something to play when we met up, and this was one of them that we all enjoy. It's Funeral for Friends, Monsters.
Yeah.
Take it out with us.
my God.
Oh, your God? Everyone on radio just heard you say, oh my God, and are now wondering what on earth you just said, oh my God, for.
We all just looked at the photo that Tiago just uploaded, and it was not under our consent.
Righto. Find,
secret photo
find State of the Art on Facebook, people, and you will find out exactly what they're talking about.
Well, apparently Ellie's mom thinks she looks like Derek from the TV program.
Well, there we go, people.
Me at work tomorrow.
Well, I look like a hamster, apparently, so, yeah.
Crashing on. Then you are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM with me, Nick Field, and them, State of the Art. Woo! We're going to hear another track from you in... we're going to hear one last track from you in just a moment. But I think before else, we should say, what do the next few months hold for State of the Art?
Oh, next few months. Not much, to be honest. We've been really, 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 really busy.
Yeah.
We've got this one gig booked. So
yeah, the O2 one. So come see us, otherwise, you know, could be waiting a while.
We're going to do that. We're going to, right over Christmas, get ourselves prepared for, you know...
New Year and
next, next
the
year.
Most horrible time of year.
New Year, new me.
It's cold and you have to pay out loads of money.
yeah. I said it better.
Yeah, and then as soon as the new year starts, we're going to get ourselves a van and we're going to just go for it. We're going to go for it. Yeah. I've decided. I've decided.
Mum, we're going to go for it. Is that okay?
Tweet us if it's okay if
Mum,
we can go
okay
on tour.
We go for it. I'm sorry.
We plan to tour. We plan a new EP, which, like,
we've been working on for
it
like.
Blows the first one into pieces. Like,
It does. I think, I mean, it's hard to say without people listening to it, but when we do eventually release it, I think it shows just how much the band has progressed and how much the band has grown.
So much. Technically, like...
One take drums, by the way.
One take drums. That wasn't even a budget thing.
Show off.
pretty much.
On the first EP, it's like, we got like an hour. Ellie, get them done. And then in this one, we had all day. We're like, we'll spend a day on drums, and then like 2 hours later, Ellie's like, I'm done with them.
I've done all five.
We'll listen through like a good two or three times. Yeah, we can redo that one bit. And that takes like one run.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. so that's Ellie, everyone.
There we go, peeps. Right, well, I think what we should do is we should listen to one more time the sound of you just going for it. What is the final track that you've got for us?
This is a newer song called We Are One.
It will be on the EP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The newer one.
And lyrics, Tiago. What are they about?
It's about us. It's a song that we collectively wrote, but I thought it would be a good idea for us to actually bring a song together about us. So it is about the band.
Excellent. Take it away, State of the Art, Hammond Couples, please, ma'am.
I'm losing all hopes in my dreams. Oh God, don't let me go to waste. Trying to find something inside, something I just cannot hide. I can't be the only one feeling like there's the music still strong in my veins. I just gotta release it. Where you are now? Where you are? Hey, yeah.
once a child with a dream. Dreams that I still haven't seen. A new start I wish to create. I swear that it won't be too late. So find me now while I'm a part of something so dear to my heart. I'll make it one day, I swear I will, you see. Cause I want I'm lost. I will prevail. I just gotta believe it, leave it, leave it. I'll pay you. But now, pay you.
Lovely, awesome type stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
What did that give you chills?
I got me a tear in my eye.
Yes, indeed. That is the sound of State of the Art here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That was them live in session performing a brand new track entitled...
We Are One.
And well, that's a bit of a taster of things to come, I imagine.
Oh, yeah,
lots,
definitely.
Lots.
Indeed. So, as a quick reminder, where's the place that people can go to find out more about State of the Art?
Facebook, Twitter, you just go on there. We're on there all the time. Type in State of the Art. I'm pretty sure you'll find us there. Anything else?
YouTube, Instagram.
It's worth it for the selfies alone, people.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Easiest way to find us is SOTA Band UK.
Yeah.
It's a hashtag. It's our Twitter. It's our YouTube. SOTA Band UK is our SoundCloud as well, which you can download two of our songs for free.
Yeah.
Free.
That's SOTA
Band UK.
SOTA.
It's
Stevie.
Excellent. And tell us where people can see you next.
Yeah, so. O2 Academy 2 in Islington.
Yeah.
On the 28th of November.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday, so come out, have fun. Doesn't finish too late, so you can either party on in London afterwards or, you know, go home for work
get
next day.
Get a good night's sleep. Yeah.
I'll come, I think the capacity is like 350, so there's space for everybody.
But our tickets are actually in quite short supply, so
yeah,
if you want one,
yeah,
really get on them quickly.
Sweet.
Okay, good stuff. And if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Right, we have Georgie, apparently on the little chat room thing, and we wave to her. We have Joe Mama Bear. Thank you for the clock, by the way. We have, apparently someone is asking about Dan's bass.
Yes.
Is it Pip?
No, it was actually Coach Mahaffey who was asking about the bass. He was very impressed with it.
Oh, thanks,
mate. What's the actual question, like? What's the wording?
Thought he had a Rickenbacker bass at first. Oh. What brand is it? Georgie answered, it's an Ibanez Stargazer.
No,
I hope I'm saying that correctly.
It's a Schecter.
It's a Schecter.
It is a Stargazer, though.
Yeah, right, so.
It's that part.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
So clean, mate.
So clean.
Right. Any more shout-outs for any more?
Leanne, my fiancé.
His fiancé.
My beautiful fiancé. Hello.
No.
Just thanks everybody who's seen us play, helped us, supported us. Mum and Dad for letting us play loud music every Wednesday for 8 hours. Maybe we should give them a shout-out just in a little bit.
We should pay rent.
I pay rent, so why don't you? You guys need to pay rent as well. But no, everybody that supported us, downloaded music, come to see us, bought merch. Everything that helped us out in any way.
Yeah, just a big shout-out to everybody, basically, in the world.
Appreciate it.
We love you.
You have no idea.
Excellent. Well, look up SOTA Band UK online, and you will find plenty of stuff. There's some good music there, a lot, as well as the selfies.
Thank you.
I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. State of the what? State of the art. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.